Hi, so my name is Tom. I'm a trans non-binary person. I work in the trades. I work in Everett, and I am a gun owner. I've owned guns since I was 14 or 15. Been around guns since I was 11, and I'm a feminist, I'm a socialist, and I am somewhat politically active.
My name is Chris. I'm a member of the LGBTQ plus community as well, African American, and I live in West Seattle and an avid cyclist.
So, one thing I'm wondering is, in all these conversations, I do feel like I've sometimes been missing certain perspectives. I can tell, like I'm talking about a thing, and I can tell that you've got a little bit of a question or an add-on to some of the things I've been asking. Were there any in particular that came to mind? And I guess also sort of tangential to that, both of us being members of the queer community, did you have any particular perspectives asking about that you wanted to share?
Oh, certainly. One of the things I just couldn't get my brain wrapped around and just hadn't given it much consideration is when you talked about increasing gun ownership in the LGBTQ plus community, it was just something that I hadn't even thought about or it hadn't registered. And it makes me wonder, is there greater fear of retaliation or what's going on that we're reaching out and looking at gun ownership as a method of or a place for protection?
Right, yeah. And as I've been saying a little bit through this event, my perspective on police and their interactions with society is that they are not necessarily our best resource as a community for our protection and sometimes participate in the things that we want to prevent being done to us. And I feel like there's sort of a drawing together that's sort of happening in the wake of Trump's election and in the wake of the new politics that we're seeing. That has sort of driven a lot of the queer gun owners that I've seen crop up recently, and some of the ones that I've introduced to the sport and to the defense side of things. That has been a big motivation for them, is that they don't trust that the state will protect them from this either.
I mean, do we really? I guess my sense is, or what I think about is, have we reached a point where gun ownership is a more valued method of protection as opposed to community engagement, community awareness, and really engaging police so that their awareness increases?
So, a few different parts to that. The first part I would say is by the time that you need it, it is too late to begin it, in my belief. My belief is that there needs to already be a queer gun culture before it is required, because by the time it's needed, we'll be playing catch up. With regards to is it an either or, I certainly don't believe so. I think that, one big part of my activism and my political focus is that I want to create a world in which the police are not doing what they've been doing and where they are more effective at, protecting people and doing what we would hope that they would do. And sort of changing the nature of the justice system, changing the nature of policing in the United States so that we create a society that's safer for marginalized communities.
I suppose the thing that is my final, where are we going with this is it makes me want to think so many times when I've heard, well, that's not us or you're not like them. And it's hard for me to sort of embrace that that is part of the community now, gun ownership, in a way that I had never thought about before. And I'm to one extent almost embarrassed that. That is the case because in my mind, I just assumed that it had never been the case that LGBTQ persons, for the most part, were not going to own guns. But as you're explaining to me, there is this emerging gun ownership in the community, and it's sort of shaking me a bit to the core that that's part of the deal of the community now.
Yeah, well, and I will say that gun owners are still a minority out of the queer community, but I definitely feel like the increase that we're seeing is not a negative one. The people who get into it are not tending to get into it out of some sort of paranoia or some sort of overt extreme political agenda, and it tends to be a very positive experience. Every time that I've taken somebody who was new to shooting sports and to the idea of guns for self-defense, and I've taken them and taught them how to shoot and seeing them go through that experience, they tend to be more nervous coming into it, and they tend to have a really fun time and come out of it feeling empowered and educated. And that, to me, is sort of what reinforces every time that I go, put on one of those events, that I feel like I'm doing something that's helpful to other people in my community.
So I guess what I will have to own and appreciate and acknowledge is all the things you have said, I have, in my mind, been able to achieve through things like greater community engagement, involvement, speaking to those in powers of positions that create policy. And it sounds like one of the other steps we're moving towards is the addition of gun ownership as part of the deal. And that is just nervous and shaking to me, is all.
I getcha. Yeah. And basically just my feeling is that both of these are aspects of activism that can work together and are not in conflict with each other. And I strongly hope that they can work to empower our community concurrently rather than oppositionally.
Well, I say I don't know that I'm at the place to fully embrace that, but I do want to thank you for answering my questions, because it ever since we had the initial conversation, that's certainly been at the top of my list.
Thank you very much.